keep those coming in as well. Now, it's going to take longer to eliminate Britain's budget deficit. Benefit claimants are to face real terms cuts for the next 3 years, and the Chancellor outlined in his autumn statement that there'll be more tough times ahead. One thing George Osborne did promise to do, though, was put more money into local enterprise partnerships. One local one is Enterprise M3. It's made up of business leaders and local authority members whose job it is to encourage growth in the area. Here's what the Chancellor has said.
Government spending should be aligned with the priorities of the local business community. We will provide new money to support the local enterprise partnerships. And from April 2015, the government will place more of the funding that currently goes to local transport, housing, skills and getting people back to work into a single pot that LEPs can bid for. Details will be set out in the spending review. Before then, we are putting more money into the Regional Growth Fund, which is helping businesses create 500,000 new jobs.
Well, Michael Hamburger is the MD of Way Holdings in Send, which has created 140 jobs in the last few years with the help of an enterprise grant. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell me what you've achieved in Send then.
Well, we have a post-industrial site which we're converting into creative studios for startups and digital companies such as video editing, sound editing, web design, medical electronics. One of our main constraints is that we've had two banks go into liquidation. First of all, Northern Rock, and then Lehman's. And we needed help in order to promote the activities we've got with the installation of infrastructure. And infrastructure for us meant fast, reliable broadband, some main road signage, and flood protection. And these are very expensive and difficult to finance. But essentially, if you were to go into the 21st century for business. And we applied to the Enterprise M3 for help on this. And we've been successfully approved as one of the first fundings in the M3 corridor to finance this type of infrastructure. The main difficulty, if you're a small business, is to actually be able to go to a bank or raise the capital to do these things. And the local government initiative to provide funds locally by experienced business people has helped us do this. Basically, what the initiative is to do is to provide gap funding in the form of repayable loans in the hands of local business to deliver sustainable new jobs with export potential. And this is exactly what the M3 Enterprise Fund is doing for us.
So, absolutely. So for you, this money, if this money hadn't come from this source, probably it wouldn't have come from anywhere else.
In practice, with our banks being bankrupt, the answer is no.
And how important, then, are improvements like this for business expansion? This is key, isn't it, for you?
Absolutely fundamental. It's like if you have something you wish to export and you've got no port to send the goods out through, you can't actually provide the jobs or deal with the requirements of your export markets. So what these funds are doing is, with skilled hands in local business, they're being placed in areas that can provide jobs once the infrastructure's in place. And they're not outright grants, they are loans, and they are basically filling a gap that would not otherwise be filled.
Looking at the headlines on the front pages this morning, there seems to be a lot of cynicism around the future, or at least the short-term future, of the UK's economy. Overall, what did you make of what George Osborne had to say then yesterday?
I think that he's managing a very difficult situation in a balanced manner, but it's like asking a household to balance their budget when their income is constrained. I think it's a very, very difficult set of issues that the country is facing, and he is making, I suppose, a reasonable fist of it.
But just finally, you know, when you hear talk of the age of austerity lasting now until 2018, how does that fill your mind, particularly as a business leader?
It probably means that there are tremendous opportunities for those people that come up with new initiatives, such as our own business for Tannery Studios. We're not constrained by the financial circumstances, other than lack of funding. The ideas are there, the businesses can grow, providing you're prepared to put the effort into the newer industries.
And have a bit of courage along the way as well, by the sounds
of it. Certainly you need that, you know, where you do something for the first time or that's new. You really don't know whether it's going to succeed, and you need to have the vision to see it through.
Michael, thank you for your time. Ongoing success with your business as well. Good to hear from you this morning. Michael Hamburger is the MD of Way Holdings in Sens. At 12 minutes to 7, and these